When the First Continental Congress convened in 1774 in Philadelphia, they had no clue what they were going to actually be talking about. But they all agreed on one thing, that the British government was corrupt, tyrannical, and beyond reform or repair. Now, from that body would come nearly every signer of the Declaration of Independence, over half the delegates to the Constitution Convention, and the first five American presidents. Well, the new Christendom Committees of Correspondence hopes to follow in those legendary footsteps in convening its first annual Congress upon these rocks, building Christian communities from the rubble of modernity. The Congress will be held near the Crusade Channel Studios in Mandeville, Louisiana, April 30th through May 2nd, and you're invited. So, register as a delegate or attend as a layperson by heading to upontheserocks.co. Join me alongside Brother Andre Marie, David Simpson, and many, many more special guests. All the information and registration data you need is at upontheserocks.co or call 844-527-8723. We'll see you in May.
Crusade Channel News. News you can trust. Because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk, here's Ron Stafford.
Good morning, Crusaders. Welcome to Monday, March the 29th of 2021. I'm Ron Stafford, reporting from the Crusade Channel News Desk at Stafford Studios in beautiful St. Michael's, Maryland. This report is brought to you by our friends at Bulldog Kia. For the best deal in the USA on a new or used Kia, shop where Mark Church shops for all of his cars at Bulldog Kia. Drive on over to BulldogKia.com or call them at 855-BULLDOG. We'll see you at Bulldog Kia and tell them the Crusade Channel sent you. Here's what to listen for this hour. Two teenage girls are charged with murder and carjacking. Tugboats try to help that stuck barge in the Suez. And a cathedral attack in Indonesia is condemned. Two girls, ages 13 and 15, were charged with the murder and carjacking of a Pakistani immigrant killed last week while working at his job delivering food in Washington, D.C. in an incident a bystander captured on video. Mohammed Anwar, age 66, died when police said the girls, armed with a taser, sped off in his car as he clung to the driver's side with the door open and crashed seconds later just outside the ballpark of the Washington Nationals. A video posted on Saturday shows the encounter unfolding in a minute and a half, ending with Anwar's Honda Accord on its side, the girls climbing out, and a fatally injured Anwar sprawled and motionless on the sidewalk. By Sunday afternoon, the video had been seen at least 5.5 million times on Twitter. Police did not identify the juvenile suspects, one of whom is from the District of Columbia, and the others from neighboring Fort Washington, Maryland. Anwar, who lived in suburban Springfield, Virginia, and was at his delivery job for Uber Eats when he was killed, was described in a GoFundMe post as a, quote, hardworking Pakistani immigrant who came to the United States to create a better life for him and his family, unquote. The GoFundMe campaign, launched on behalf of his family, had raised more than $500,000 by yesterday afternoon to cover the cost of a funeral and to provide for his survivors. In other news, two additional tugboats sped Sunday to Egypt's Suez Canal to aid efforts to free a skyscraper-sized container ship wedged for days across the crucial waterway, even as major shippers increasingly divert their boats out of fear the vessel may take even longer to free. The massive Ever Given, a Panama-flagged Japanese-owned ship that carries cargo between Asia and Europe, got stuck Tuesday in a single-lane stretch of the canal. In the time since, authorities have been unable to remove the vessel, and traffic through the canal, valued at over $9 billion a day, has been halted, further disrupting a global shipping network already strained by the coronavirus pandemic. Finally, Indonesian President Joko Widodo condemned a bomb attack in a Catholic cathedral after a Palm Sunday mass that killed two suspects and wounded at least 20 people. Widodo said yesterday that he prayed for a swift recovery for those injured and promised that the state would cover all medical bills. The attack occurred yesterday outside Sacred Heart of Jesus Cathedral in Makassar, capital of South Sulawesi Province, as churchgoers were exiting the cathedral at the start of Holy Week. A quote of the day comes from Pope Francis. Lent is a fitting time for self-denial. We would do well to ask ourselves what we can give up in order to help and enrich others by our own poverty. Let us not forget that real poverty hurts. No self-denial is real without this dimension of penance. I distrust a charity that costs nothing and does not hurt. Coming up, our saint of the day. He was a secret disciple of Jesus, whose body he buried in his own tomb. You're listening to Crusade Channel News.
Happy spring, y'all. Hi, I'm Barbara Dooley, and I'm excited to share some great news from my friends at Bulldog Kia. You can buy a new Kia online and have it delivered straight to your home.
Like a brand new 2021 Kia Seltos S for only $21,500. This includes 1,000 KMF bonus cash when you finance with Kia Motors Finance and a dealer discount of $800. That's a savings of $1,800.
Wow, what a great deal. And with their free home delivery service, you can have your new Kia delivered straight to your driveway. So do what all the other smart car shoppers do and hop on over to Bulldog Kia on the Atlanta Highway in Athens or check them out at bulldogkia.com.
Must take delivery by March 31st, 2021. Dealer retains all incentives and rebates. KMF bonus cash for well-qualified buyers and finance to Kia Motors Finance. Taxes, tag, title, and fees not included. MSRP 23300. Example stock number K21555X.
We'll see you at Bulldog Kia.
Our saint of the day is Saint Joseph of Arimathea. He is a disciple of Jesus Christ who is mentioned in each count of the Passion narrative. After the Passion of our Lord, Joseph, a member of the Jewish council, went to Pilate and asked for possession of the body of Jesus. After receiving this permission, Joseph had Jesus laid in a nearby tomb. The Gospels tell us that Joseph was a just and devout man, waiting for the kingdom of God. He followed Jesus' public ministry, but feared the repercussions from the other members of the Jewish council. A Minnesota dinner theater has canceled its plans to perform a production of Rodgers and Hammerstein's Cinderella because the cast was essentially too white. Chin Hansen Dinner Theaters, about 20 miles southwest of Minneapolis, made the announcement last week, deciding to replace the 1957 made-for-TV musical starring Julie Andrews with Footloose. The company said in a statement on its website, quote, "After careful consideration and with our ongoing commitment to diversity, equity, and inclusion, Chin Hansen Dinner Theaters has made the decision to cancel our upcoming production of Rodgers and Hammerstein's Cinderella. Our hope in beginning the production process again with a new title will allow us to put into practice an intentional process based on the work we have been doing towards equity and inclusivity." Chin Hansen's artistic director, Michael Bradinsky, decried the racial makeup of the cast. "It was 98% white," he told the St. Paul Pioneer Press. "That doesn't work with what we're saying we're going to do." The company mulled recasting, but instead chose to, quote, "scrap this and start fresh with a clean slate." Some of the cast were upset, he said, quote, "but everyone to a person said they got it and that they respected the very hard decision we had to make." The dinner theater has hired a diversity consultant, Kelly Foster Warder, to address theater operations in the future. Send me your news tips to Ron at crusadechannel.com. Stay tuned to the Crusade Channel with live breaking news updates all day and the best live talk radio anywhere. Up next, the Mike Church Show continues. I'm Ron Stafford for the Crusade Channel, seeking news and finding truth.